Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks. And counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
All right, Therapy Thursday is on, and that is 888-429-0941 if you want to get in. Any question that you got, whether it's for Dr. Dobby, whether it's for Meredith MD, whether it's for Orlando BGYN, we are here to help you, and we'll give you our best shot. Sometimes we stumble on the brilliance, but we ain't too bright. But collectively, we do. All right.
We try.
All right, so we have texts, and we have calls. I think we'll start with a call here. We got Rick on the phone. Rick, what's going on this morning?
Not much, oh.
Hey, you got a question for which one of us?
Oh, damn.
For you, oh.
Okay, all right. Well, make sure you, I hope you got good bumpers. Because it sounds like you about to get hit, bruh.
No, I'm at work.
Oh, no problem at all, man. We can listen through it. What we helping you with?
Okay. I was wondering if you could tell me how to better market myself to other jobs that have more experience, I guess. Oh,
okay, so you're on a job, but you can get a better job if you have better experience.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got it.
I have a certain skill set.
Yeah.
And they probably want more recent experience instead of past experience.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, so you've spent some time on the job, and there maybe been some upgrades that have happened. So I mean that. So you need more training. That's all. But you have the experience.
Yeah, and it's like, how am I supposed to get the experience, recent experience, when that's what I'm coming to them for. You know what I mean?
I understand that.
I apologize for the noise.
No problem at all. Here's the deal. Here's what I would give you as far as some advice.
Orlando, I can't deal with this.
Like,
I'm sorry.
I can deal with a little horn. I bet you the person with the horn know you on the radio right now. They're like, I'm gonna mess you. I'm on the radio. That's like my shout out. I'm gonna blow my horn. No, but here's the thing. I will tell you this. I believe that you have the opportunity to maybe find somewhere that is gonna appreciate what you know. And what you do, but also be in a trainable position. You want to get somewhere where maybe if they're offering upgrade, like trade certifications or they're offering extended education for you to further yourself because you work for them, that's where you need to go. Somewhere where being where you are now, you can totally work for them forever because of your skill set, but they'll also help you upgrade what you got to do. So investigate that. And in the specific skill set that you have, there might be, let's say, an imaginary six places that do it well. Find out if one of those six places helps to train those folks that work for them. Then it's a benefit for you working for that company instead of any of the other five. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That'll give you the opportunity to earn your check, keep your, you know, current status, but also upgrade and maybe move into the next generation on some of the things that they offer that might be outside of your purview. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So that hopefully that works for you, because again, there are places that pay for you to study and pay for you to get extra certifications because they think they're going to reap the benefit off of it on the back end. So investigate that and see what they offer their staff, and then maybe that'll give you a good look. All right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem at all, Rick. Take care, man. All right, let's see. We worked it through. Mm-hmm. Ain't no horn gonna hold us down.
We got one out the 727 from Meredith. It says, so my boyfriend's mom said that I give her bad vibes because I don't let her refer to me as his fiance. She even went as far as saying that I can't come over to the house anymore. I appreciate the sweet gesture of her referring to me as such, but I have not been proposed to. Am I wrong for correcting her? I love him and I'm excited to be part of his life, but to refer to me as such, A, puts unnecessary pressure on him, and B, is like drinking beer before you're 21. I want the anticipation.
Dude, no, you are absolutely in the right. And it's
no,
sounds,
you're not.
Yes, you are. If somebody is
that's his mama.
She's putting the relationship in a separate place. And if the mom can't respect your simple request at this stage, you better buckle up for what's about to happen in the future, because she's obviously going to have an opinion about a lot more.
Y'all asked the wrong person.
No, I never said that there wasn't a fix here. I'm just saying that if this is just a little taste of your future, you know,
Meredith
seriously
grew up
need
cussing
to get
in
right.
front of her mama. So y'all asked the wrong one. Just saying, y'all did.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be called a fiance until I was proposed to. So I totally am on board with you. She should absolutely respect you. Now, you do have, it could be your potential mother-in-law. So you need to make sure you sit down with her and be like, listen, I'm not trying to offend you, but also you do not want your man to be put in that position either, because then he may be scared to propose in the future. So sit down with the mother, your future mother-in-law, and just tell her that you love her, you care about her, you want to come over. It's just, please don't call me that yet, because I'm excited about being that one day. I'm just not yet.
Okay, so now that we've got through with Meredith, because Meredith, y'all asked the wrong person. That's your mom. You respect your mom.
His mom.
And that's what I'm saying, that he respects his mom.
Okay.
So you tell your girlfriend, you let my mom call you what she want to call you. If she's calling you a nickname, that means she likes you. Okay? If she's ahead of the curve, let her be ahead of the curve. That's fine. This my son's little fiance. That's fine. That's what she calls you.
It makes
you.
Her uncomfortable.
That's what she calls you.
You can't just have somebody saying what they want to say all the time.
Yeah, you can when it's a mama.
She
not everybody going to say it's their mama,
Meredith.
She can't
respect that one thing.
Nope.
The one thing.
You're going to make my mama respect you, really? My mom respects you by giving you a cute little nickname.
I get it that it's over something that's not that big of a deal, but it is to her. And if we're already fighting about a term right now, a title right now, what's going to be happening in the future? I say put your foot down now so she knows what's up.
But that's because you feel like it's okay to fight mama.
That's
what I'm saying.
Okay.
You feel like it's okay
to
disagree.
Defend yourself.
No, you don't disagree. Don't defend yourself against my mama. My mama will cut you.
It's not... Come on,
don't defend yourself against mama.
You're going to have problems in the future. Just be polite and sweet and lovely about it. But press her one more time and tell her that you want to be involved in her life and come over and all that stuff. But you just aren't ready for that step right now.
Ooh.
And you're okay to feel that way. It's okay to stand up for yourself.
Ain't no respect for mama.
Her mother-in-law is the one that's taking it too far. I'm not allowed to come over to your house. I mean, that's BS.
That's really far right there. That's way too far. But still, respect mama. All right, we got your calls and texts coming in. 888-429-0941. Respect your mama. We got Blast next. Hold on.
Hey.
Meredith got half of the audience riding with her, and I got half of the audience riding with me.
Okay.
They're like, yo, you don't be talking to mama like that.
You made up that percentage right now.
It's half and half.
Okay.
It's half and half.
Well, you know, I did get two phone calls, and it was half and half. One agreed with Meredith. She seemed to be probably, like, in her early 20s.
Yeah.
And then Lakrita just called. And
Lakrita's older.
Yeah. So, no, I'm sorry. So, the first one agreed with you, and Lakrita agreed with Meredith. So,
oh,
you tripping. You wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, she said she a black mama.
Oh,
wanted me to let you know.
That I'm wrong?
You wrong.
Oh, Lord. See that?
Respect is respect.
Respect is respect, but them elders can call you whatever they want to call you. Meredith's just all right to fight with your mama. That's what it is. All right, 888-429-0941. We got a call on line 2, a no name. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You got a question. What's your question?
Yeah, I really just need a clear mind on this one. So I have been at my current job for almost 2 years now, and I used to love what I did, or do, I should say. And I put in maybe one or two applications elsewhere, but it's mostly just been like word of mouth and nothing's came through. I guess what I'm asking is how do I either gain confidence enough to really put myself out there, or what do I need? Like, I guess I'm just with the job market the way it is, and you know, everyone now trying to get jobs and everything, I feel like, is there almost even a point to put any applications out there?
Absolutely. Okay, let's look at this right now. What you have to do first is decide where you want to be. Those people with the vision boards, I pick on them all the time, but it is apropos for you to look at where you want to be and, like, visualize where you think you deserve to be. So that'll help you get a little bit more confidence, because even in talking about it right now, you sound kind of pensive about it, and you shouldn't, because this is your life. So you should be the author of that. You should be able to say that as loud as possible. Yeah. So figure out where you want to be and then identify those spots, because there are a plethora of jobs that are available out there right now. So while you're working, because you don't want to quit a job before you get a job. So while you're working and doing your due diligence to be as great as you are there, flood the gates out there with wherever you want to be. But identify, don't just send them out to be just anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Or else, make your next move your best move. Okay, so find you a place that you want to land where you know you have some upward mobility. Maybe you have some ability for growth. Maybe it's a thing that you're passionate about and you'll put more time into it. Or maybe you'll just get a little bit more. Maybe you want to, you know, I was at the Humane Society yesterday. There are people who play with kittens all day. Mm-hmm. And you think they really grew up saying, I want to play with kittens, but they found their way to something that they love. And so you can find you that. And then be able to transition to that, because they're so available right now. So spend a little, maybe the weekend. Spend the weekend just thinking, where do I want to be? And then starting Monday, start making every move towards getting to that dream.
Okay.
And get confident about it, because you're your best salesperson in talking to these people. When they call you, when they reach out to you, you don't want to be all pensive and all sensitive. You want to really be on your two saying, hey, you want to hire me because I'm X, Y, and Z. And be sure of that.
Okay.
That work?
Yeah.
All right. Call us back and let us know what the new gig is.
Okay.
All right, girl. All right, let's see. 888-429-0941.
I have one. This for Davi. My husband and I both work full time. He started a new job, and for the past 2 months, he has been going out with his male coworkers every week, sometimes during the week and the weekend. I don't mind it at first, but I'm irritated now because he's gone till super late at night. We have a 3-year-old son and an 8-year-old girl. I'm tired after working all day, too, and I have mommy duties, and he's gone. I'm starting to resent him. How do I express my feelings?
Call him out on his new behavior. You let him know, hey, man, since you got this new job, you've changed. I understand that you want to socialize with your new coworkers and build those kind of bonds, but I think you've gone over the deep end. Staying out every night is not a good habit, because you can definitely fall into that cycle. So I would call him out, and in no uncertain terms, let him know, I am not feeling this. You are neglecting me. You are leaving the kid and your wife and all of your responsibilities here at home while you're out doing God knows what. Don't accuse him of anything. Let him know what you are seeing and not seeing, which is him, has to change. So I would tell him that this needs to stop immediately.
Good for you. Stand up for yourself and your family.
Get it right.
Yeah, get it right.
Get it right. All right, let's see what else we got.
We have a long one for Meredith, if you bear with me. It says, my question is for Meredith. I was with my baby father for years. We were madly in love. We did so many stupid things together. Bonnie and Clyde situation. However, when I got pregnant, I completely turned everything around. I stopped the BS, got a job. Well, my ex didn't. He continued his horrible behavior and very risky lifestyle. Really bad things, drugs, criminal actions. Now he wants to be in our kid's life. And I saw him. He had marks all over his arm doing things I don't want my child to be around. I've always loved him, but I want to keep doing the right thing by my child. Now that my son is getting older, he's asking where his daddy is. He even told someone his daddy was dead.
Whoa.
I asked him why he would say that, and he said because it's easier to say that than to say that my daddy doesn't want me. This is constantly eating at me. Am I doing the right thing? What do I tell my son when he gets older?
It sounds like you are doing the best that you can at the moment. I mean, you don't ever want to stop the father from seeing their child. But if he's, I mean, I don't know if he's harming or he's just not helping any sense right now. You have to be the protective person for your kid every single day. And I'm sure you already feel like that, and it's exhausting. If he's a dangerous person, you got to protect you and your kid. And also, it's pretty alarming that the kid would choose to say that my dad is no longer on this earth instead of explaining a situation or just coming up with an easy lie, like, oh, he lives away or something like that. So maybe you want to think about some therapy as well for you and the kid and trying to figure out how to navigate this situation. If it's really bad behavior and criminal, like you're saying, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily want my kid around that. So
that's rough.
It is. It's very rough.
That's rough.
I don't know if I necessarily have a perfect answer for you.
I mean, that's...
There is no perfect answer.
There is no... Yeah, for real. That's just... That's
protect
take,
your kid.
I think you explain to your kid as well as you can that, you know, daddy's not doing well right now. Maybe daddy's sick and daddy can't be around you. And you continue to protect him and shield him. And those conversations will get harder and get realer as he grows older. But I think you are doing the right thing by creating that bubble and shielding him. And, you know, it's not a permanent situation, but dad has to get himself right before he can become involved in our kid's life.
Yeah, you definitely respect the shield after you grow up and realize that you've been shielded from a lot of BS. So
yes, and you respect it.
Keep doing that. You are right about that because you're doing the right things. We got a last phone call here. Hey, what's going on this morning? You have a no name.
Hey, Orlando, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. So I waited 2 weeks to get your opinion on this.
Okay. All right.
I need your honest opinion.
Okay.
Okay. So long story short, I'm really struggling with the situation I'm going through. I let my mom move in for the summer. I told her it would be just for the summer. And that was 3 years ago.
Oh, damn, girl. Oh, I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and I love my mom. I would do anything for my mom. Definitely one of those. Yes, I'm one of those that my parents gave me up when I was little, so here I am taking care of my mom. But the situation is my mom has taken over my household, literally has taken over my household, where she almost has everyone in fear living in there. You can't have a shoe misplaced. You can't have a...
Damn.
Wait, wiggle
your... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we lost you for a little bit there, but a shoe out of place or nothing is allowed with mom. Go ahead. Continue.
Oh my God. She's very, very, very negative. You know, me, my husband, and my little one, we feel like that we can't go anywhere because we feel like we have to take her with us or she'll have a, you know, a little pity party. I gave her my little son's room. It's basically, it's time for her to go.
You've done a lot.
Say
like
it again.
Okay, now, first of all, does she have anywhere else to go?
No, she can go to my brother's, but my brother is more like a drill sergeant.
Right.
Well, she's a drill sergeant in your house right now.
That might be what she needs.
Right.
Because that's a lot of orders. Exactly. That might be what she needs.
Does she have any income?
I got her retirement and Social Security. You know, she lost everything in one day when we had to get that star on our license, you know, if you're not a citizen. But I got her that. I got her her citizenship. I got her her work permit. I got everything for her.
Except an apartment.
In less than 6 months, in less than 6 months compared to the almost 40 years we've been here in America. But I am really nice. She doesn't have to pay anything with me. She does help. She cooks. She cleans. But I just can't. I can't. I'm at the point now where I don't even want to go home anymore.
That makes it hard because you work hard in the streets so you can have, you know, the things that you have at home.
Peace.
So not being able to go home and have peace will keep that stress on your shoulders. So I get that. You have done way more than you're really, you know, supposed to because that's what we do for our parents. But I will say you got to be honest because everything you're saying here, you got to say, I'm sure you've said with your husband, because both of y'all are kind of on the same team. So I'm sure y'all whispering when she go to bed, I saw when she would go home. You know, I get that. But now you have to start talking to her.
We, ha- We have to call each other when we're on our way to work just to talk, or if we talk outside, she feels like we're talking about her.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not mean, and I believe in karma. If I put her out, I believe in karma.
No, I don't think you want to concentrate on the putting out part. I think you want to look at the progress of where she was to what you did for her for 6 months and getting her all prepared and then letting her get acclimated for 2.5 extra years. Like, you've given her 3 years to get settled, to get, you know, on her own 2 feet. So now you have all of these resources for her. So now you got to find the next step. So I think in looking at that, make sure you talk to her about the growth of where she, like, don't just put it like I'm putting you out, but let's say, okay, so now, mommy, now what do we do to get you where you want to be? Let's look at that and realize that, like, start moving her towards that and let her have a vested interest in it too, because maybe she has some ideas about it. But that'll help you get her out faster than just abruptly saying, because I mean, you did say you're nice, you don't want to kick your mom out. So
timelines are important as well. So if you have this conversation, I would definitely put a time limit on it. And by the way, you have to be firm with it. If you're, it's 3 months or 6 months, let's find a 55 plus community or something like that. You know, you can help her pick a place and go see places with her. She might hate everything, it doesn't matter. Stick with the timeline
and include your brother in it also, because if she chooses to, like, say, okay, well, I'm going to stay with him instead of doing what we're planning here because maybe that'll give me some more time, mm-hmm. then your brother can make that decision, too. Have everybody involved in it so it's not all on your shoulders.
Okay.
She knows this is
so
coming.
You wouldn't just put her out.
I wouldn't just put her out. You know,
not immediately. No, give her time.
You can't, really.
Yeah.
You would have to
evict her after, because she's gotten mail at your house for more than like 7 months, I
think.
Yeah,
and she knows where all the shoes are supposed
to
be.
Yeah, so she knows exactly where the shoes are supposed to go. So you cannot kick her out. So I would say make sure you talk to everybody and everybody get together and say, hey, so we were thinking, like, what is the next thing you want to do, Mom? Because you've got this new lease on life. What's the next thing? And let her drive the bus, and then you speed that bus up.
Yeah.
Okay?
And just so you know, there are so many people texting us that have gone through similar issues.
Yeah.
I mean, text after text. So you're definitely not alone in this situation.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I did want to add, as much as hell as I'm going through, I just want to say I look forward every week for Friday for y'all jamming.
Oh,
oh my God.
That's so
a
sweet.
Little booty shaking helps you with the stress.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, we love that. Sudi, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope everything works out. Give us a call when Mom gets out.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, you
Bye.
Too.
She sounds so sweet.
Oh, man. See, look at, we just kicking mamas out. Sometimes you gotta go, mama. You just gotta go.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.